Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:12 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Feeling pretty good about this Tuesday afternoon. A little cloudy. It looks like most of the clouds have kind of burned off. But Austin in just a few minutes here and giving us our latest forecast. And he'll look down the line for a few days for you just to make sure you're in sync with what's happening weather-wise. Do hope your day's going along nicely for you. Just before we jump into the top three trending stories, just want to remind you, Mega Millions tonight, $96 million, $42.2 million. That is your cash option. Drawing is 10 o'clock tonight. As always, play wisely and good luck. Let's do the top three trending stories now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, mortgage rates slower today, just below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.98%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.45%. Changes coming to the Bayfront Parkway. A redesign of a multi-use path is expected to begin next year. FDOT holding a hybrid public meeting on this project happens next Tuesday at City Hall to show the current design and take public comments. The project will add a 12-foot-wide sidewalk on the waterfront side of the road and will develop a standard sidewalk between Alcony Street and 9th Avenue, where there currently is no sidewalk. And if you haven't done your taxes, it is time to get started. Originally, the last day to file your 2425 taxes was today. Now that deadline has been adjusted to May 1st.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the Republican Party of Florida has expanded its registration advantage over the Democratic Party to more than 1.2 million voters. Republicans, who now hold all statewide offices and supermajorities in the Florida legislature, have steadily increased their lead in voter registration after historically trailing.
Okay, a former, actually, federal health official, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember this guy?
Yeah.
Drew both cheers and jeers from demonstrators outside the venue where he has been giving talks here in the state of Florida. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Dr. Anthony Fauci remains a controversial figure. The former chief of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases gave a talk at Ringling College in Sarasota and was greeted by some fans.
I do believe he's a good person and he's got a solid background.
Like Barbara, but also plenty who take issue with Fauci's insistence on masks and isolation during the COVID pandemic, as well as his demeanor. Joshua Coleman leads the group V is for Vaccine.
A lot of people said, we don't want him to come here and just be able to come in and just say whatever he wants to without people understanding that there is another side.
Fauci is now retired. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, we'll get your state headlines continuing in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. And we did have an accident report earlier on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This was near the Avalon Boulevard area in Tiger Point, causing some heavy backups there, heavier than usual. That's if you are traveling both east and westbound. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful sunny Wednesday, high of 76, low of 55.
416 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, the governor is in town this morning. Met along with him and his wife, Casey. Nice couple. They were over at PSC earlier today. Newly released surveys. Pretty good news for Florida Governor DeSantis and Senior Senator Rick Scott. Polling showing DeSantis is at 54% approval against 41% disapproval, and Scott's at 48% approval against a 40% disapproval rate.
All right. And several Florida students may have to leave the country. FSU officials confirmed yesterday that three students had their visas revoked by the federal government. Eight University of Florida students also had theirs revoked. There's no word on why the visas were revoked, though. Statewide, the Times-Herald reports that at least 29 student visas across the state have suffered that fate.
All right. A woman here in Florida is accused of illegally selling human bones. Lillian Wu has a pretty good explanation.
A Florida woman, police say, was buying and selling human bones on Facebook Marketplace and in her shop, has been arrested and charged with trading in human organs and tissue, a second-degree felony. Kimberly Shopper's business partner, who faces pending arrest, saying they were unaware selling human bones was prohibited in Florida. Police began looking into their Orange City store, Wicked Wonderland, back in 2023, after a tip which included images from their Facebook page, which advertised various human bones for sale, complete with pricing information, such as a rib bone for $35 or partial skull for $600. Police confiscated the remains, which Shopper said were protected by Florida law, as educational models. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Orlando will face consequences if it doesn't comply with a state law on immigration. Attorney General James Uthmeyer sent a letter yesterday to Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. Uthmeyer writes that the city's Trust Act, passed in 2018, is a sanctuary policy that's void under a state law passed in 2019. That law bans local governments from having sanctuary policies that get in the way of the federal government's attempts to enforce immigration laws. Uthmeyer says his office will take legal action against the city and any city employee or agent who violates the state law.
News Radio 92.3, Trump administration's crackdown on colleges and university continues. Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today speaking over at PSC about a House bill that would stop government officials from making administrative decisions at state universities.
They even write in this legislation that the governor and the governor's office can have no communications involving who gets selected to be university presidents. Imagine that. They bring some communist in to be the president of a university, and I'm just supposed to sit there and twiddle my thumbs? That's not how I roll.
Representative Michelle Saltzman's House Bill 1321 would set term limits for state university board of trustees and prevent the Florida governor from discussing or promoting a vacancy. DeSantis calls the bill make universities woke again.
All right. And speaking of Florida bills, the Sunshine State's the first to officially recognize the Gulf of America. We've been hearing about this developing for a while. Governor Ron DeSantis signed two bills yesterday about the change. One calls for state laws to be changed to accommodate the new name. Another bill calls on state agencies and schools to update their materials with the new name.
Okay, here's an update for you from South Florida. The suspect in the second assassination attempt against President Trump during last year's campaign was back in a federal courtroom in Miami today. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Ryan Wesley Ruth and his lawyers were back in federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida. Ruth is accused of hiding in the shrubs at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, intending to shoot and kill President Trump, then a candidate, as he golfed last September. The defense is now claiming that the FBI forensics on the firearm recovered from Ruth didn't test the gun's range of fire, meaning the federal prosecutors can't prove intent to kill. The defense will get a chance to examine the firearm and other evidence next week. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back in just a few minutes, we'll get a deep dive on some of the national stories happening for you on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprise, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. While I was on a combat patrol, a rocket propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. I was discharged from the Army and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. You don't have to be severely wounded. A lot of guys have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. My name is Normie, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, still got some heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is both traveling eastbound and westbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. Outside of that, it's just some backups in our usual spots. Highway 90 here and there, maybe some on Pine Forest Road traveling towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, going to be a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a similar day, high of 76, low of 56.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending down amid more concerns about President Trump's trade war. Fox's Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower as investors remain concerned about President Trump's trade policies. Financials were among the biggest gainers following continued strong earnings from big U.S. banks. Both Bank of America and Citigroup reported better than expected financial results, partly because of market volatility, which generated more money for their trading businesses. Shares of Bank of America rose nearly 3%, while Citi stock rose 2%. Gold climbed near record levels. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and IBM, the Dow decliners, Boeing, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 156 points, the NASDAQ lower by 8, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And former President Biden set to make his first public appearance since leaving the White House. He'll be speaking at a conference this evening in Chicago. The 82-year-old Biden, one of the keynote speakers at the Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled Conference. Biden withdrew from last year's election, paving the way for Vice President Harris to run against current President Trump.
Okay, 427, News Radio 92.3. Can you say Disco Kiss? That is the band on the Casino Beach stage tonight. Bands on the beach, getting back into gear. Going to be a beautiful night for it. Temps probably in the upper 60s? What does it look like for your nighttime temps?
Tonight's low is going to be 53, so it'll probably be in the 60s, hopefully, okay, especially with that draft coming in.
I would still bring along maybe a sweatshirt, little sweater or something like that. Could be a little bit chilly for you if you're out of the beach heading over there now. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach. Rip currents low. Again, that band tonight, Disco Kiss. This is, I would go there just for the name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, one Wall Street leader is confident the U.S. will emerge strong after terrorist disputes. Well, here we go. Jenny Casola has the report.
Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser is upbeat about the U.S. economy. She's looking past the current trade turmoil. Fraser says when all is said and done and longstanding trade imbalances and other structural shifts are behind us, the U.S. will remain the world's number one economy, and the dollar will remain the reserve currency. Fraser says Citi is prepared for a wide variety of macro uncertainties as global trade policy is addressed by the Trump administration and the U.S.'s many overseas trading partners. Citi reported an upbeat start to the year, partly because it made more from trading during market volatility. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And another Columbia University student has been taken into federal custody by the Department of Homeland Security. The lawyer for Mohsen Madawi says their client was arrested and detained after attending his naturalization interview on Monday. He was born and raised in a refugee camp in the West Bank until 2014 when he moved to the U.S. He's been a legal resident for the last 10 years and is set to graduate from Columbia next month. He had been an active participant and organizer of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations on Columbia's campus last year.
Not a very smart move. 428 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're talking about tariffs today. President Trump is considering a pause on auto parts tariffs as production shifts to the U.S. Jeff Manasso has more on the story.
President Trump floating a temporary exemption for the auto industry, specifically on auto parts, to give car makers time to adjust their supply chains. The president at the White House Monday saying,
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies where they're switching to parts that were made in Canada, Mexico, and other places, and they need a little bit of time because they're going to make them here.
The president also saying that he has not changed his mind, but that he is flexible, including his recent 90-day pause on tariffs with a 10% baseline for most countries, except China, as those other countries work with the U.S. on new and fair trade deals. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a bipartisan group of state attorneys general, led by California's Rob Bonta, urging Congress to address the impact of pharmacy benefit managers on rising prescription prices. They believe federal laws should prevent PBMs and their parent companies from owning pharmacies, saying that these entities have not fulfilled their role in lowering costs. The attorneys general highlight that CVS Caremark, Optum Rx, and Express Scripts control around 80% of prescriptions and often manipulate discounts, which raises medication prices.
Okay, the Trump administration is taking aim at a migration initiative from a former President Joe Biden, actually, that accounts for hundreds of thousands of individuals in the U.S. Jackie Heinrich, she's at the White House this afternoon.
The press secretary said something pretty significant. Even though these half million or so migrants entered the country through what was at the time deemed a legal program, the Trump administration views them as illegal immigrants, saying that the Biden administration stretched the law to get them here in the first place. So the judge's order as it stands would appear to require that each of these half million migrants should get individual hearings. The White House saying that it will fight this in court. Former President Biden created the CHNV Mass Humanitarian Parole Program through his executive powers. Now, President Trump is trying to use his own executive authority to undo it and to revoke their status.
Okay, let me give you the mortgage rates today. A little bit lower, below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.98%. The 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.45%. Sports coming up in 7 on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The White House plans to fight a district court judge's ruling that the administration can't deport 500,000 immigrants who entered the U.S. under a program created by former President Biden without a hearing. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Even though these half million or so migrants entered the country through what was at the time deemed a legal program, the Trump administration views them as illegal immigrants, saying that the Biden administration stretched the law to get them here in the first place.
A school shooting in Dallas at Wilmer Hutchins High School. The Dallas Independent School District says the school is secure and families are being reunited. Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Tonnell Atkins.
We don't have a serious injury right now, to my knowledge.
Fox 4 Dallas reports at least one 17-year-old was shot in the leg and four students were taken to the hospital. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
For reliable and trustworthy auto service in Pensacola, look no further than Matrix Auto Service on Davis Highway. Their expert technicians are dedicated to providing top-notch service and repairs for all makes and models. From routine oil changes to complex repairs, they've got you covered. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction, with their number one goal to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, Pensacola. Call them today.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
434 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Yeah, go ahead and text in those questions this afternoon. Ask me about Governor DeSantis today. Some of the things.
You got a lot
that,
to say.
Some of the things that you did not see or did not hear. At that meeting.
Because you were on ground zero. You were right there when it happened.
I was absolutely right in the front. I wasn't on front row, but yeah, I was within throwing distance of the governor. But anyway, it was a great day at PSC. Governor DeSantis, wife Casey was there, and along with a lot of other big-time Tallahassee legislative people, a lot of folks in town today. And it was a good meeting. Very, very interesting, laying out a lot of information about Casey. And we'll talk about this in a second. But Casey DeSantis's new program, all about helping people. And it's great. So we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Let me go ahead and jump on the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You know, I like this one. New life-saving devices have been installed along Pensacola Beach thanks to the Gulf Breeze Rotary Club. The organization installed 40 rescue tubes for emergency. Now, what this is, the tubes, is a portable flotation device that anybody on shore can just grab and then throw to a struggling swimmer. They're located on poles, kind of off the beach a little bit, but they're very prominent. You can't miss them. According to the Rescue Tube Foundation, drowning is the third leading cause of unintentional deaths worldwide. Just to be safe this summer, swim in protected areas if you don't mind. The Florida Division of Unclaimed Property returned $1.32 million. That was in unclaimed property to local residents last month. Statewide, the division returned more than $44 million to unclaimed property. So, you think you're owed some money, are you? Go to fltreasurehunt.gov. Get yourself some more information.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, President Trump honored the Navy midshipmen football team in an event at the White House. Trump presented them with the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. If you don't know what that is, that's awarded to the team that wins the iconic college football rivalry series between Air Force, Navy, and Army. The president said the team showed that they had what it took to be winners, and they never stopped fighting. Trump attended the game last December that saw Navy defeat Army 31-13.
437 News Radio 92.3, the WNBA's Dallas Wings have made their first pick in the 2025 draft. Jared Max has the details.
The future of the Women's National Basketball Association was drafted into the league last night.
With the first pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Paige Beckers, University of Connecticut.
Before I was asked about Tex-Mex versus barbecue, I was unfamiliar with the term Tex-Mex, so that's my pick. But Dallas, I'm so excited. Just a new city, a new start, a fresh start, and so I'm excited. Let's get it.
On ESPN, Paige Beckers from the national champion UConn Huskies selected first by the Dallas Wings. She averaged just under 20 points per game this past season. Jared Max, Fox News.
You know, knowing that Paige Beckers was such a big deal coming out of the women's college basketball scene and knowing how the Dallas Mavericks really, you know, fumbled with the whole Luka Doncic situation, I was thinking that that may be a beautiful opportunity for her to really stand out as the star athlete in the city, which brings me to this next story here. More NBA fans bought Luka Doncic jerseys than any other player during the 24-25 regular season. It's the first time an international player has led the league in jersey sales. Doncic is from Slovenia, and he was, of course, traded from the Mavericks to the Lakers back in February. Stephen Curry or LeBron James had been in the top spot since the 12-13 season.
Okay, maybe I'm missing something here. What jersey is selling? Is it the Mavericks or is it the Lakers?
Probably a mix of both. Because when a player leaves a franchise for one reason or another, typically the jersey price goes down. And now, you know, with Luka and the Lakers balling out, people want to get in on that new craze.
Gotcha. Okay, real quick here, I just want to throw this out to you. The Blue Wahoos off on their first road trip of the season, facing the Columbus Clingstones tonight. You know where that team came from, don't you?
Columbus, Ohio.
No. The Jackson, Mississippi team moved. The Braves, they moved to Georgia. They used to play up in Jackson or outside of Jackson.
Okay.
The Braves up there. But they moved the team to Georgia. So that's the old Jackson, Mississippi team.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, wow. What do you know? And also to help wrap up your sports segment here, we do have our CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Paddy Pimblett always had a flair for the dramatic, and we all knew that Paddy could entertain outside the octagon, but could he match that stardom inside of it? And after smothering Michael Chandler at UFC 314 on Saturday in Miami, it's clear that Paddy has arrived. Still has a long ways to go, but now he deserves the benefit of the doubt, and I won't place any limitations anymore on how high his ceiling could be for the sport. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Kind of scary there. A female Army Ranger is the first woman to compete in the grueling Best Ranger competition. I love this. Here's Sue Guzman.
Up until 2015, female soldiers were not allowed to be Army Rangers. Now a female Army Ranger, 25-year-old First Lieutenant Gabrielle White, took part for the first time in the annual Best Ranger competition over the weekend at Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, with her two-soldier team coming in 14th place overall. This competition exacting. Soldiers are required to move more than 60 miles in 3 days with little rest, and included helicopter missions, physical fitness tests, land navigation, weapons qualification, obstacle courses, and more. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Lieutenant or not, I would say one thing to her. I'd say, well, actually, two words. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. And also wanted to touch on this because I find this interesting. You a Jimmy Kimmel guy, Chris?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Well, especially in recent years, and when I say recent years, I mean like more like the past 10, he's become a bit more polarizing of a figure because he's been very critical of President Trump. But he has come out during an interview saying that liberals who have viciously attacked comedians over jokes are a big reason why Trump is president. In an interview with Rolling Stone, to be exact, Kimmel said he thinks a lot of outrage is manufactured and a lot of these people who are angry aren't really angry. The late-night talk show host said that he thinks it's just human nature for everyone to get tired of the person complaining when mostly everybody else is able to laugh about a situation.
And you know, the thing about it is, and I'll just be very transparent with you, it's not about the politics, it's about ruining the art of comedy.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me so mad.
That's what he said. He said, no one should be canceled for comedy.
I hate that I can't go into a place and have to feel uncomfortable because of political beliefs or whatever.
Right.
Just let me laugh, you know?
You'll sometimes hear comedians, they'll toe the line with a joke, right, and you'll notice members of the audience are a bit conservative on whether they should laugh or not.
Yeah, you know, so that's why I said no when you said Kimmel. I said no.
Yeah.
It's not just him. I group them all together. I have turned them off. It's too painful. You know, you and I sit here and we talk about the news all day long and some of the good things, some of the bad things, things like that.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is, before you go to bed, is watch some clown on the thing just tearing you up politics. No, thanks. No. For Kimball, no. White House task force is freezing federal funding for Harvard University after they said they're not going to comply with a list of demands from the Trump administration in its fight against campus anti-Semitism. Wow. What is it, $2 billion? What will he have? Eric Shawn has more on the details.
The Trump administration is giving Harvard an F. And now the elite university is the first one to fight back against White House demands that it changes its policies. You know, more than $2 billion in federal funding now put on hold unless Harvard adopts nearly a dozen changes that the Trump administration is demanding. They include reducing the power of faculty and students over policies, reporting foreign students here on visas who violate codes of conduct, teaching different points of view, a demand seen as including conservative issues in the classroom, as well as further addressing anti-Semitism on campus. But Harvard calls the Trump demands illegal and is refusing, saying the move damages research that helps all Americans and tramples on academic freedom.
And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has spent the day being grilled by the FTC. Zuckerberg took the stand again today to testify in Meta's antitrust law, where the company is accused of buying Instagram and WhatsApp in an effort to protect its alleged monopoly in the social networking industry. Federal officials attempted to show Meta made the acquisitions with the express goal of eliminating its competitors. Zuckerberg characterized the decision to purchase Instagram as a way to avoid building a new app from scratch and instead buy an app that was already successful.
I'm going to pull the lawn chair out, or the beach chair, whatever you want to call it. I'll call it the lawn chair, but when I take it to the beach, I call it the beach chair. Gonna take it out tomorrow night. You ready? Another great light show tomorrow night. Great things, folks. You can go out in the backyard here and check it out. A heavenly light show that dates back thousands of years begins tomorrow night, and CJ Papa's all over it.
The first recorded sighting of the Lyrids meteor shower was in 687 BC in China. Fast forward 2,719 years to Wednesday night when the skies sparkle. The Lyrids are known for their fast and bright meteors, but they're not as fast or as plentiful as the famous Perseid in August, that from NASA, which adds it can produce as many as 100 meteors seen per hour. The Lyrids meteor shower is space debris burning up in our atmosphere, left over from the comet Thatcher, which was discovered in 1861. It'll be visible from April 16th to April 26th, and peak in the pre-dawn hours of April 22nd. Be patient. It takes about 30 minutes for your eyes to adjust to the night sky for the best viewing. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Our main issue is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. We typically deal with congestion there, but it's worse than usual because of an accident report we had earlier this afternoon. As for the weather on a local scale, we're sitting at around 78 degrees. Going to be a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 76, low of 56.
And I'll tell you what the problem is, especially in the Tiger Point area. And when the traffic starts to back up on 98, people become stupid. They start shooting through the neighborhoods at 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Endangering kids and whoever's out. But they do it. They shoot to the neighborhoods, especially in the Tiger Point area. So be extra careful of this afternoon. You're talking about the local snapshot on weather. Let me go national with you. Winter conditions holding out as long as they can. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has more for us.
Midway through April, and some winter weather is still on the table as lake effect snow is expected from Tuesday night through Wednesday, downwind of the lower Great Lakes. Snow accumulations will range from 4 to 8 inches across upstate New York. Additionally, wind advisories have been issued across portions of the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic. Gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are expected. And finally, from the West Coast to the central United States, expect warm weather the next several days. Highs will reach between 15 and 20 degrees above average. However, no daily records are expected to be broken. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, Los Angeles police looking for suspects who tunneled their way into a jewelry store. This is something out of a movie. They probably got this script out of like a Batman movie.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, they stole, well, here's what the bottom line is. They stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry. Ed Laskos, Fox TV, my old TV, KTTV, Channel 11 in Los Angeles this afternoon.
The FTC is making the case that Meta bought them because it perceived them as threats. The FTC showed these internal messages Zuckerberg sent over a two-year period from 2012 to 2014, in which Zuckerberg discusses those competitors, saying about Instagram that it was growing so much faster than us that we had to buy them for $1 billion. People use Meta's platforms to connect with people they know, friends and family, and so they don't consider YouTube and TikTok, for example, to be competitors, because on those platforms, users tend to follow influencers, celebrities, other people that they may not know. But Zuckerberg and his company are disputing that. They strongly believe that they compete with TikTok, YouTube, X.
Like something out of The Great Escape, only this is one of the greatest jewelry heists in L.A. history. Diamonds worth millions, all cleaned out. The target, Love Jewels, here on Broadway in the very heart of L.A.'s famed jewelry district, using the vacant building next door as cover to cut and dig their way in. Once inside, they smash through the side of this huge safe. They take their time, taking everything from an empty bottle of scotch to an empty safe, millions worth of diamonds, cold ice, now turned hot on the black market.
And OpenAI apparently getting into the social media game. That's according to The Verge, which reports that it's in the early stages of development and would be based on ChatGPT's image generation. Whether the network would be a separate app or be a part of ChatGPT is unclear. This comes after ex-owner Elon Musk made a bid to purchase OpenAI for around $97 billion earlier this year. The AI research group's co-founder, Sam Altman, declined and instead made a counteroffer for Musk's platform for the same price.
Okay, the trade war continues between the U.S. and China as the two sides are not even close to reaching a deal, but China has a history of backtracking on trade deals. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
China has a history of breaking just about every trade deal it's ever made with the U.S. The most recent, the Phase One trade deal negotiated by President Trump, signed in January of 2020. China never followed through to enact the reforms that it had started or the purchases it made when President Biden won the election.
We lost with China over the Biden years trillions of dollars on trade, trillions of dollars, and he let them fleece us. And we can't do that anymore.
Tomorrow, the Commerce Department will officially open the comment period related to investigations over pharmaceuticals and semiconductors, both sectors dominated by China. The first action will come at some point after May 7th when that comment period ends.
Now, Chris, you are a fashionable guy, I'd say.
Fascinable.
Have you heard of Hermes?
Oh, of course.
I was about to say, not the Greek god. I'm talking about the value.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right. It's a luxury company, for those who don't know. It is now the world's most valuable luxury company. The fashion house, which sells $10,000 Birkin and Kelly handbags, is overtaking LVMH for the title. The position swap comes after disappointing first quarter revenue for LVMH. The apparently Hermes has seen a steady 6-7% increase in value annually, while LVMH suffered a 7% decrease in their market capitalization.
Well, I told you about walking into Prada in Beverly Hills and looking at the price tag. I don't need to mortgage the house to buy this bag.
That is very true.
And they're very expensive. Here, let me just kind of want to talk to you about, remember I mentioned to you, Governor DeSantis in this morning, I was over the PSC with him and his wife, Casey. Very interesting morning. Made a stop at Pensacola State College. He had some words for District 1 State Representative Michelle Saltzman. DeSantis said, I'm quoting here, something is rotten in Tallahassee. And he thinks Saltzman has been put up to sponsoring House Bill 1321 by House leadership.
You did not elect her to undo our conservative reforms in higher education, because I'm confident if she ran on that, you wouldn't have elected her in the first place. And yet she is proposing a bill co-sponsored by the most flamboyantly left-wing Democrat in the entire Florida House of Representatives, is a co-sponsor. So do you think the far left is going to co-sponsor bills that are going to further our mission?
Well, DeSantis went on to say the bill is sponsored by prominent Democrats and said it would unravel progress conservatives have made in higher education over the years.
All right.
It was a very interesting press conference today.
Yeah, it sounds like he came out guns blazing. to finish off our business segment
that
here.
That was an understatement.
We've got your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon says they're reaching out to third-party merchants who make up the lion's share of products that the company sells. The query aims to gauge how President Trump's tariffs are affecting their businesses. The email to merchants asks how the current U.S. tariff situation has impacted sellers' sourcing and pricing strategies, logistics operations, and more. Reverend Al Sharpton says leaders at Pepsi are agreeing to meet this week with civil rights advocates to discuss the company's recent decision to roll back some of their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Sharpton threatened to lead a boycott against the company. Shares fell today on Wall Street as investors analyzed the latest batch of first quarter earnings reports. The Dow falling more than 150 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ losing 9 and 8 points respectively. U.S. crude oil futures for May sitting under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, 4:53. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll take our last break here. When we return, we'll get some health notes for you. All coming up in just a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Not too much going on here. We do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway still traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some backups developing on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, but also if you're trying to get off of I-110 onto Davis, we've got some more backups in that area as well. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though, to worry about. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees, going to be a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 76 and a low of 56.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, just real quickly, green flags are flying along the beach this afternoon. Recurrence extremely low. Disco Kiss getting all geared up here for that 7 o'clock start on Casino Beach, the Pavilion stage tonight. Yeah, it's bands on the beach, for goodness sake. It's a great night, beautiful night for that. Hey, Fox's Jill Nato reports having a dog can make a positive difference for most people, but for children with autism, it can be a life changer.
Take a pause.
Amanda Harpel France in Washington State has an autistic son named Evan.
It got to a point where he was starting to not leave the home. He was that struggling with anxiety. And this is before we got Calvin. This is before we got our canine companion pup.
Calvin is a lab golden retriever mix. And since the service dog came into Evan's world,
he has made a huge difference in bridging that gap between Evan and other kids, to the point that now Evan is going to class, going to scouts, going to 4-H.
The dog even helps Evan sleep better.
Evan will reach over and lay his head on Calvin. Calvin puts his arm on Evan.
But getting a dog from the nonprofit Canine Companions can be a challenge. They often have a 2-year wait list. So they're always looking for volunteer puppy raisers to teach puppies basic skills and manners. Check out caninecompanions.org to learn more. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And new studies show that children's mattresses could be releasing harmful chemicals affecting the brain and body. That's according to studies released from the American Chemical Society. The findings found that plastic-like phthalate chemicals and flame retardants in children's bedrooms from the mattresses. These chemicals can negatively impact the nervous and reproductive systems.
So you think it's just the red light over on Davis Highway for the transitioning traffic from the 110 freeway to Davis?
That's my best guess right now.
Because we do have a backup over here. Just thought I'd plug that in. So if you are coming north on the 110 freeway, accessing the transition road to the Davis Highway, you might have a few minutes of delay there. A man's multivitamin being recalled this afternoon due to an undeclared allergen. Gary Baumgarten has more.
The FDA says the multivitamins contain undeclared soy flour, which can be deadly to some people. The vitamins are made by Utah-based MTN Ops. The recall Multi-V men's vitamins come in 60 capsule bottles, more than 7,500 of which have been recalled. The multivitamins contain calcium, zinc, thiamine, and vitamins C, B12, and D. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting you all ready here for the 5 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, definitely, that if you're looking at the marquees running around, yeah, gas price is a little bit lower this afternoon. State average price for unleaded regular, $3.22 per gallon. In Escambia County, a low of $2.86 was posted. That was over on East 9 Mile Road. $2.79 in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at the Raceway on Davis Highway in Pensacola. Once again, going to be a real nice evening for bands on the beach. Clear skies, temps in the 60s, so might want to bring along a jacket with you. Coming back at 12, this is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.